Now, here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
The death toll in Spain, which is now being put at 95 following the deadliest flooding to hit the country in 3 decades, generates the lead story in 3 of today's papers. The Irish Examiner runs with the picture of a woman in Valencia standing on the balcony of her apartment, looking down at scores of cars which were swept away during yesterday's flash flooding, piled up on the street below her. The picture in front of the Irish Independent is of 3 women trying to clear a street littered with wrecked cars and debris, while the Irish Times runs with the shot of families wading through knee-high water along a street where we can see a car stacked on top of the bonnet of another car. The caption notes how more rain is forecast in the region today. In its coverage of the COVID-19 inquiry into how the government handled the pandemic, the Irish Daily Mail focuses on criticism of the inquiry, which won't have any power to compel witnesses to give evidence. The Irish Daily Star leads today with conviction which the president of the Irish Athletic Boxing Association, 67-year-old Gerry O'Mahony from Dungarvan, received in Waterford Circuit Court yesterday for sexually assaulting a teenage girl. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports on a case before Limerick Circuit Court yesterday in which 21-year-old Shane Harty from Shannon in County Clare pleaded guilty to careless driving, which caused the death of his first cousin, 20-year-old Miles Harty, in the early hours of August 21st, 2021, just hours before Miles was due to get married. The prospect that Gerry Hutch may get out of jail in Lanzarote on bail if he pays a six-figure sum received coverage on the front of the Irish Sun. Action has been taken against 74 PSNI officers who improperly accessed body-worn footage captured during an arrest. That's according to the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. And as you'll have heard earlier in the bulletin, the clip showed an arresting officer making a mistake while he was giving a man a caution related to the possession of drugs, causing another officer to laugh in the background. The police ombudsman said that the footage was viewed unofficially almost 250 times by 82 police officers and one civilian staff member. And the ombudsman asserted that although the video may have been viewed for entertainment, the officers showed little regard for the privacy of the man being arrested. The testimony of a doctor who recalls 2 patients begging him for a diazepam before they were due to receive punishment beatings from paramilitaries, which is included in a study published in the British Journal of General Practice, is carried as the lead story in today's Irish News. The study featured anonymous interviews with 9 GPs working in what are described as Northern Ireland's most deprived areas. And finally, this year's Dragon of Shandon parade, which is due to take place in Cork City tonight, receives coverage in today's Examiner. Members of Cork Community Artlink are pictured putting the finishing touches to the 11-metre long dragon, which will be at the centre of tonight's parade. Describing how the dragon and the parade has grown into something very special over the years, programme manager Moray Bresnahan likens it to Brazil in the rain.
Fiona Kelly.